Chapter 10, 21 Jewels. This chapter is a collection of practices for growing key strengths inside yourself. I think of these as 21 jewels for the treasure chest of the heart. They include a sense of protection, relaxation, pleasure, enthusiasm, self-compassion, feeling like a good person, and of course the hallmarks of the responsive brain, peace, contentment, and love. These are the foundational inner strengths that I've seen change my own life and the lives of others. Look for opportunities to experience these strengths in everyday life, plus use the guided practices in this chapter to weave them into your brain whenever you want. How to use this chapter. The key strengths are organized in terms of your three core needs for safety, satisfaction, and connection, with seven strengths for each one. Each practice begins with an introduction and then guides you through the four heal steps of taking in the good. Because you already know these steps, my suggestions will be brief and direct. Since each practice stands on its own, there will be some unavoidable repetition of suggestions. Feel free to adapt these to your own needs. For instance, you may find that the way I talk about absorbing one strength can be applied to absorbing a different one too. Remember, the fourth step in these practices is optional. If you're going to include this step, before beginning one of the guided practices, see if you can identify a neutral trigger that's become associated with the negative material. But often there is no clear neutral trigger. If you can't think of one, it's all right, and you can still do the other parts of the fourth step. A single issue or want. If you're grappling with a particular situation, relationship, or state of mind, such as a draining but necessary slog at work, a teenager with attitude, or a blue mood, then you could find the strength that would give you the specific help you need and just focus on that one for a while. For instance, the strength of refuge that we'll get to would help with feeling drained. Compassionate assertiveness with a difficult relationship, and gratitude and gladness with the blues. For strengths that are well matched to specific challenges, listen again to Table 5, Matching Antidote Experiences to Negative Material, in Chapter 8. Focusing on one core need. Or perhaps you'd like to develop all seven strengths related to one of your core needs. If anxiety or anger are concerns, take in the strengths in the section entitled Safety. Issues of disappointment, frustration, loss, drivenness, or addiction would be served by having more of the strengths in the Satisfaction section that follows. And for loneliness, hurt, shame, envy, low self-worth, or ill will, go to the final section, Connection. If you like, focus on a new strength each day of the week and see how you feel at its end. Or you can simply keep all seven strengths in mind and draw on whichever one would help you the most in a particular situation. You can also use the Hardwiring Your Happiness checklist I talked about in the previous chapter to track the strengths you cultivated each day.